Yesterday on this program, we explored the human cost of the war in Iraq. We met American troops who've lost legs and arms in the fighting there. Today, we will hear how one National Guardsman tries to recover. Brandon Erickson of North Dakota lost his right arm during an ambush in Iraq last July. Now, NPR's John Itzde continues his story.
Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. has the U.S. military's most advanced orthopedic prosthetics department. Since the beginning of hostilities in Iraq, nearly 40 servicemen who've lost limbs in the war have come here to get mechanical arms and legs and learn how to use them.
I have a hand here. This is the lower part of the Utah arm. They've made this kind of thick. I'm going to take it back to Texas and grind it to put the skin on, but we got it rather late. Okay. So I'm going to look at your hair, and I'll paint your hand. And then
Barbara Butworth is an artist with Lifelike Laboratories. She's gently holding Brandon Erickson's left hand, intent on every color variation and freckle.
I put layers and layers of color till we get to the color, because human skin is really basic layers of color. So you'll see, I'll do a little of this, a little of this, a little of this, and got a good base color. Yeah, nice base color. And we'll put the little characteristics that are you. Yeah, little veins, not too strong. Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, that's going to be nice.
When Barbara Butworth finishes the silicone covers for prosthetic limbs, the results look amazingly real. She and a colleague from Lifelike Labs in suburban Dallas, Texas, have set up shop here at Walter Reed to help meet the demand for artificial limbs caused by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Right now, Brandon Erickson is wearing the skeleton of the Utah 3 arm, a metal and blue plastic substructure. It's the most advanced prosthetic arm available and costs about $125,000. Only 4 people in the whole country have one. He's anxious to get the outer skin.
It will be nice once the cosmetic stuff gets done, because then it looks like an arm. It feels bad about bringing it out in public, because it looks so much like a robotic arm right now with all the gadgets and gizmos all over it. So,
a little bit of tension on this for you. Go ahead and turn your power source on.
Dan Conyers is a technician for Advanced Arm Dynamics, the maker of the Utah arm. His company has set up shop at Walter Reed, too.
Maybe a little tighter.
A little tighter.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Conyers is adjusting the mechanism that allows Brandon to raise and lower his arm at the elbow. The mechanism moves when Brandon rolls his shoulder forward or backward, almost imperceptibly. It's a delicate adjustment.
Let it get back to zero easier. Try that.
There it goes. Did you do that or did I do it?
I think you did it.
I think my battery's dead now.
Brandon can also rotate his mechanical wrist and open and close the clamp at the end of his arm.
That's perfect.
He does that by flexing what's left of his bicep and tricep muscles, which come in contact with electrodes inside the clear plastic sleeve that fits over the stump of his right arm. Dan Conyers explains.
What happens when a muscle contracts is there's actually a reversal of polarity, electrical polarity, that occurs across the fibers of the muscle belly, or the muscle, the bulk of the muscle structure. And as that polarity changes, there is a very minute, measured in microvolts, electrical signal that's emanating from the muscle belly.
There seems to be an almost infinite number of attachments that can be placed where the hand would be at the end of the Utah arm. Everything from a fishing rod holder to a clamp that looks a bit like a pirate's hook. That's what Brandon's working with right now.
I like this one good because you can reach down and pick up this little piece of metal. Like you reach and pick up small things like that. Picking up that drill bit like that and put it back down.
Brandon Erickson says the doctors, therapists, and prosthetic technicians have been wonderful here at Walter Reed. He's very pleased that he's getting a top-of-the-line limb. But ultimately, he says, it's a piece of plastic that runs on a battery without the subtle range of motion of the human arm and hand.
One lady asked me the other day, do you think anything's good's coming out of you losing your arm, in this whole process? And I looked at her and said, no, I don't think anything good comes out of losing an arm. I think you ask any of these amputees, it's all tough,
Would you say it's getting
easier or harder?
I don't know. I think I just kind of kept a straight line. I don't think it'll ever be easy to have only one arm because, you know, you're always think back the 20-some years before when I had two arms, you know, all the stuff I was able to do. And, you know, people tell me, you just got to go along, just another bump in the road. I mean, this is no bump in the road. This is like a mountain in the road. So it's, I really, you know, if I could have that back and have that day back, I would go back in time definitely and say, hey, I'm not going on the convoy. Yeah, let's just stay back and leave tomorrow or something. So, yeah, it's just, I would definitely go back in time and change it if I could.
Let me see your fingernails, yeah? He's got nice.
Iraq War veteran, 22-year-old Brandon Erickson, at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. His new prosthetic arm is almost ready. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Looking more and more like Brandon, isn't it? Need a little more of the red color there on your knuckle, and we'll do this brush work here to make it. Okay. So we'll have a little break for lunch.